Yo, welcome to the Hive Hustle.
What's good, y'all? You already know what it is. This is where we're going to dive deep into all things street culture, from roller skating, street dance, and of course, my favorite, hip-hop and lyricism.
I'm Mafioso.
I'm Ron B.
And joining us, as always, we got our bro, G Suede, on the producing.
Sup, baby? Take me out to dinner.
On the Hive Hustle, we're all about those real conversations with people, plans and communities, builders, and the streets in every avenue that inspires us.
On each episode, what we're going to do is bring you fresh perspectives and insights straight from the culture.
So subscribe, like, and share this video or the episode. Or if you're listening to the audio, go ahead and, you know, try to get us into algorithms and get ready for another episode of The Hive Hustle.
It's official now. The Hive Hustle podcast about to sit you down. Go and fix your crown. This ain't a grain of salt. Pick your brain and thoughts. Even through a major loss, still remain a boss.
Yo, so welcome. We appreciate you. I'm thankful. I want to first thank my bro, Ron B, because he agreed to do this thing with me. It's not easy. He just seen the process before we got on the episode. It's not easy, huh? Look at him. Look at him. I'm just being honest, hands. Man. Look at my hands. A lot of people think that this shit is easy, and it's not, bro. It's not.
It's
like,
not.
We literally be in here planning for an hour or two before.
It takes time.
It does. But today, man, I got my bro Relic, a.k.a. John John, a.k.a. South Project.
Hey, I think that's me.
In the building. How you doing, bro?
I think that's me. Hello. Good morning.
Yes, afternoon. Sir.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's 2:30.
No, I'm
but
good,
he
I'm
decided
good.
To come on, man. He decided to be a part of the episode. And we've been grinding together, man. You've been out here in Vegas. When I was in DCX, I really built a bond with you.
See?
And, man, I'm inspired by you tremendously, bro. And you're... growth and crump. I actually just got done watching your battle versus Girl Crush 9 years ago.
Boy, listen.
At the Wonder Woman event?
They made a meme out of me because I guess it was just one thing I kind of like did a move on the floor.
It was sus, huh?
They made a grind on me meme. I went viral for like a month.
Oh, that's crap. I didn't know that. And I just watched that footage randomly.
The internet.
Viral for all the wrong reasons.
All the wrong reasons. But my views went up.
Right.
Hey, whatever
ain't
gets
no
the
such
views,
thing
right?
As bad publicity.
You feel
man.
Me?
Well, look, man, as you know, the Hive Hustle is simply me gassing people up that I am inspired by. Crump raised me, roller skating raised me, street culture raised me, and I just want to give back. You know what I'm saying? It takes a lot to run this podcast, but a lot of my friends, a lot of the people that inspire me, they have a great experience doing it with us. I just added my bros, G Suede, to the mix because obviously he is an amazing producer and knows what he's doing.
And he has
now
the voice.
My bro Ron B is a part, and I'm very thankful because now I get some help. So, but thank you, man. Thank you for being a part. Thank you for being on, and we appreciate you. We're going to start with you from the South. You're from Dallas, Texas, right? Is that where you were born?
That's where I'm born and raised.
Okay.
Nice.
What got you into street culture? Like, what was the first thing you can remember, like, where you was like, oh, crap, hip-hop and rap is
watch,
great.
Watch his face. So it all started at the skating rink.
Right? I know it didn't.
Yes, it did.
You don't go on Sunday, so it didn't.
I used to go on Fridays. Every Friday.
I'd be telling his ass to come skate
every
with
Friday.
Me, man. He don't be listening.
I used to be at the skating rink every Friday. And I used to go to skate whenever I was in high school. So it was like... the thing to do.
Right.
It was like our club. And then it was this group of people. They used to do some type of dance, which I didn't know what it was. So I'm like, hey, what they doing?
Hmm.
Whatever. So like, I think somebody leaked because back then, like the bootleg DVDs was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody,
I remember those days.
Somebody leaked Rods.
7-Eleven, they had that.
Somebody leaked Rods for like $5.
Oh,
like,
for real?
I'm like, okay, what is
what
this?
What year was this?
This was like 2005.
Okay.
4 or 5. Yeah. So I went home, you know what I'm saying? I had my little portable DVD player and I watched it. Okay. So from then on, I used to just mimic their moves at the skating rink.
Oh, you was scrumping?
Yeah, I was. I was. It was a mix of clown and air crumb. We used to do a little. The
back then, you didn't know. Like,
I know what it was. Yeah. It was just a thing. I was like, okay, they doing it, so it must be hot. And then it just went from there.
Okay.
Nice.
It went from there.
Nice. Man, what made you get into crump, and like, how'd you get introduced to it?
Outside of like Rise.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, was there a person, like, obviously you've seen the DVD, but when did you get into the Dallas movement, so to speak? Because obviously I went out there in 2010.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when did you get into the Dallas scene?
So, okay. So with that, you know how they got events now where it'd be like 2 days of battles and all this stuff, whatever. We formed our little squad. We was called, Unexpected.
Oh, God.
It was called Unexpected, but all the E's was threes. Hmm. That was our thing.
That sounds about so, right back unexpected. Then.
So what it was, like, we had these dance specials, like, where it's like, everybody, like, get off the floor with child skates, and, you know what I'm saying, the dancers come and do our little thing for probably, like, 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
So they will always have them two same garage tracks. They'll have the crump clown, break it on down, and then they'll have to get crump.
Yeah.
So during those two tracks, that was our event,
right?
Because we had other squads, because we was beefing with. That's how I met Freakazoid and Cocky Kid.
Okay,
because they was the ops.
So did they have different crump music that they were listening to that time, or they were dancing to like
the two
other
tracks?
Songs,
the two tracks we knew.
Two tracks.
The two tracks we knew about was them two tracks, and when we played them two tracks, we was like, okay, yeah, which one of y'all wanted this week?
Y'all okay,
best
okay,
like,
okay, that's crazy.
Like, so we would have like 2, 3, 4 battles in like 5 minutes. Jeez. But it was bad because, like, I mean, it wasn't bad. It was fun because, like, that's back when MySpace was popping. Mm-hmm. So whenever we was beefing, people would know because we'll turn our background photo to, like, us holding up their sign, whatever. We going like this. Like, I had a paper that said, "Hi, fam, down." I was like this. I was like, y'all trash. So, like, it was fun.
So what
like,
you're telling cool. me is the Dallas movement was lit from day
it was,
one.
It was lit and ratchet. Nice. So, like,
lit and ratchet. Lit and ratchet.
Because, like, people would be so, like, excited to see us, like, Fridays, especially during, because of what was really popping was lock-ins. We would stay all night. Oh, we had
the skating rink.
And this would be at the skating rink.
Yes.
So would y'all be like dancing on the side or on the actual?
We're on the floor.
On the that's dope.
They didn't do that in Vegas, bro.
That's dope.
They did that when I was early, like around 2005 and stuff like that. Like the owner let that happen.
Yeah.
But after like 2008, Vegas, like Crystal Palace, didn't do that. So
how I got into the actual movement after we was done beefing, whatever. After we was like, we got cool. Like we got a video up still. It's. I think at that time we was Next Level versus Hot Fam. So like it's still a anyway. But after we got done beefing or whatever, like doing our little thing, we got cool. Hey, what's up? You know what I'm saying? I'm John John, you know what I'm saying? PJ da da da. I went to I went to a graveyard event for the first time.
Okay.
And then that's when Nemo did a trick with a quarter or something outside.
I
of
remember
hat.
That.
So I'm like, oh, what is it? This is what
This is okay. what I've been trying to do this
I said,
whole time.
Okay. So, yeah. From then on, I was like, I'm here. Where we
locked
going?
Locked in.
Okay. So, what would you say would be a defining moment that you feel like in your crump like career that really like made you feel like you accomplished something?
My first time going to California.
Okay.
In 2013. And it was random. It was really random.
So it wasn't like for like an event?
It was.
Okay.
It was for the Rim. It was from the Rim event where Bug battled Bug battled Theory.
Oh, God. I'm so mad.
Hmm.
That was the event Beast and JQ one rounded us, huh?
Yeah.
Freaking A. Me and Brandon. The first battle is one round.
We battled.
It was December in 2012.
That's crazy.
Because that's when the one that went on DVD.
I don't think it was that one now.
It wasn't? But Bug had the whole Style Ripper outfit on, and they were on the stage?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one where Beast and JQ versus Crooks and Mafioso, and we were one round.
Was
we
Livewire, did Livewire dance?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez. That has been in January.
No, it was. You're right. It was, because Chez's birthday.
Yeah.
It's always Chez's birthday.
That's when I first met Chez. Mm. I was like, hey, nice to meet you, da-da-da-da-da. And this, weird story. So, well, it's not weird, it's funny. So, on the way here, like, we drove. It was me, Cocky Kid,
And I drove from Texas?
We drove from Texas. Man. It was me. I had a Nissan Cube.
How long was that drive?
We got here in like 18. Cause we
That's a long time.
Yeah. But it was fun.
I raised you to drive there
It was fun because I'm like, okay, I've never been out of state. Well, I've never been to the West, so here we go. I'm excited. Right. It's like mountains and dirt, and you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I'm ready. So on the way there, Kakiki was talking to Knucklehead.
Okay.
So Knucklehead was like, hey, y'all really coming? Y'all really coming? And I'm like, what? I said, tell Knucklehead, we literally in like, I forgot where we was at. We was in some city. And then he was like, okay, well, if y'all are serious about coming, I got a battle for y'all. And we was like, okay, who? At the time, Kakiki was beefing with Dredd. So it was Texas versus Black Hearts. So like at that, when I got there, like I seen Chaz, I was like, I've never seen Oz in person. Like, so I'm like, okay, nice to meet you, Chaz. I think I was Red X. Yeah, I wasn't Relic. I was Red X at that time. But I meet him and everything was cool. And you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh my God, I'm at the creator just for him to flip. Because he was
Black Hearts.
Yeah, he was Black Hearts. So like at that time, I guess they had something. I guess Oz was beefing with Texas or something like that. Whatever.
Yeah, that was that time where. Yeah.
So this is where stuff got scary for me. My first time ever. I'm fanboy.
First time in Cali.
I'm fanboy.
Bruh.
We go from him shaking my hand outside to him saying because of Dredd and it was on their way because Dredd was like, "Hey, I'm on the way, whatever." And then so Oz was like. I mean, if he don't take the battle, I'll go. He said, I'll get off on them. He said, I got to beef with Texas anyway. I'm like, oh, my God. Wow. I'm not finna battle Oz. Like,
really?
Hey, got scared quickly.
This vacation went to a nightmare. In like 2 seconds, I was like, okay, I'm about to battle Chaz. This is not why I came here. But okay, whatever, right. Who cares? But yeah.
Man, that's wild.
On that
wild.
Note. We gonna go into a commercial break real quick. We'll be right back. Y'all like, subscribe, do all the things you need to do to get us in the algorithm, please.
Oh, Lord.
We'll be back.
Are you ready to elevate your brand to new heights? Look no further than Swarm Branding. We're your go-to advertising agency right here in Las Vegas. At Swarm Branding, we're not just another agency. We're a team of creatives dedicated to turning your vision into reality. Whether it's web design, graphic design, SEO, or social media services, we've got you covered. Our certified experts bring over 2 decades of experience to the table, ensuring top-notch quality with every project. And the best part, we offer fair pricing without compromising on excellence. So why wait? Boost your business with Swarm Branding and Design today. Visit our website or give us a call to schedule your free consultation.
Yo, welcome back, Hive Hustle Podcast. We here with my bro Relic, aka John John, aka South Project. He got a bunch of AKAs.
AKA
Red X, aka Skating Rink. But hey, man, we having a good conversation. He just told us about the time when he almost battled Tie Dye.
Man,
but this section of the podcast, bro, what we do is we do like a this or that. So what we do is we ask you a question. Basically, you let us know which one you would choose.
Okay.
All right. West Crump or South Crump?
Woo, West.
Oh, okay. Really?
Okay.
I didn't y'all, he gonna piss some people off.
Hey, don't be getting mad.
You gotta elaborate now. Is it because Ty-Dye's got off on you in 2013?
Nah. It's because it's the roots.
Like, okay.
That's where it stands.
The South has. No, I love the South.
Like, yeah.
I'm South.
It's your home. Yeah.
I'm South Project. But it's just we had our own way of doing things, and that's what got us by. Like, I would rather have the script.
That
makes sense.
I could believe that.
Because I believe Al did a very good job of building his own script, so
he
to
did.
Speak. Because that's the first person I met out there.
He did.
In 2010, when Al hit me up and wanted me to come to the first Resurrection, I was honored. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But... like, you're right. Cali has a script for a reason.
Yeah.
It's the Mecca for a reason.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not no shade to the South. I love the South. It's not no shade to the South ever, but it's rather.
It's the West.
I prefer West Crump.
So it's the West. All right. So chicken or beef?
Chicken or beef? Chicken.
My God.
Let's go. I'm telling you right now. Like this, if you ever kick it with us, Ron B will literally just yell chicken out of nowhere.
Why was that even a question?
I'm going to hit you with a, really, bro?
hey, it was funny because before you got here, we was thinking of the questions and we was like, chicken or beef? And in my head, I was like, dude, he definitely going to say chicken. I don't know any. And this is not me being like racist or anything of the sort, but I don't know any black person that would pick beef over chicken.
Listen, I don't know, man. I don't know if anybody would do that.
You get what I'm saying? Like fried chicken.
I don't think I've heard of that.
I would pick chicken over beef.
I'm gonna pick chicken. I'm sorry. Like every morning, I'm at Chick-fil-A.
So is it flats or legs?
Whew. I'm gonna go with flats.
My guy. See?
Hey.
I'm gonna go with flats.
See? Y'all cool. Y'all got some chemistry over there.
Y'all need to go like and subscribe.
Hey, Wingstop will hate me. I order all flats.
All flats.
All flats.
And make sure y'all make them crispy too.
Make sure it's fresh.
Yes, absolutely.
So now this is my question, you know, because I'm Hispanic. Tacos or burgers?
Tacos.
Let's go. I'm with it. Like, we can go get Del Taco after this.
Hey,
and don't get me wrong, I'm not happy with Del Taco. I'm just on a budget, y'all.
I was about to say, dog.
We got to do what you got to do.
Oh, that's
doo
doo for sure.
Doo doo?
But you got to say, Del Taco's better than Taco Bell.
Definitely.
I'm not doing Del Taco fries.
Yeah, they're both gross.
That will fuck my stomach up.
I just know how Taco Bell makes their food, and I just prefer.
I've worked there too.
Yeah. I know so you did.
I've seen it.
I'll
be looking at people getting up like,
you got that Ziploc bag beef. Like,
you know, I'll probably still eat it here, you know, from home.
A beefy five-layer burrito always hits the spot.
It do. You got to be really hungry, though.
Definitely.
It's not the first choice.
I
ain't ate all day.
Got to get them Cinnabons, man.
Literally.
The sweets. That's pretty much the only
That's
thing.
That's why Taco Bell don't got no play places. It's kind of hard to have fun when you're about to shit yourself.
I'm saying.
Dude, I never thought about that.
Oh. That's crazy.
Look at John John's eyes.
Wow.
They don't.
It's like, ding. Right. No wonder.
That's like when the buzz moment. It's like, they don't.
They don't.
They want you to get your food and get out.
Get gone.
Because they know what's going to happen. About 5 minutes.
Dang. Is that why they have, like, no people at the front counter? They got them robots?
You know what I'm saying?
Little screens, order and go? Yep.
They want you to get out.
That's crazy.
They know you're going to have fun. They don't
want to have no contact with the people. They don't want to be ashamed that they serving this
crazy crap.
You know what I'm saying? This concoction of
stuff.
We're
going to get canceled by Taco Bell.
Oh, my goodness.
Taco Bell, we love y'all. You know?
Y'all can follow, too. But nah.
Yeah. Tacos.
Tacos.
Tacos it is.
I'm with it.
Tacos it is.
Yep.
All right. If you can control any one of these things, would it be air, water, fire, or earth?
Would it be air, fire, water, or earth?
Yeah
like an airbender.
Like one of the airbenders. Like which one would you be type shit?
Which one would you like to be able to control?
Well, that's a good question.
Wow.
Let me see. So I'll say earth.
Okay.
Because it just sounds like that's the best choice.
Nice. I can dig that.
No, like, you being able to control it, like, think about it. I could take this piece of earth and put it here.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm at home, I could literally be like, all right, I want the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Get over here.
Right.
I think what all the different elements are supposed to tell you is, like, about yourself. Like, if you're calm, if you're fierce, aggressive, something like that.
Fiery.
I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with like the show Avatar, but that's where it comes from, essentially. Like, being able to control a certain element. Like, if you want to control fire, that means you have like a lot of passion and you're very like outgoing. Versus somebody who wants to control air, who's very chill and out and, you know, very quiet, not outspoken. Flow. Exactly.
Got you. That's crazy. When we thought of that question, we didn't think about that.
Yeah, I didn't. Just now, I'm like, Earth.
That's why we got the producer over
here. Hey, man. Hey. So, DCX is your crew. It's Demolition Crew X.
It's the squad.
I love FUD to death, man.
It's the squad.
How is it being a part of it, and like, what's some plans y'all have? Because I know you got an event coming up next year that you're planning on doing for Vegas.
Tell us
a little bit about that, man.
Viva La Hype is coming, but So DCX, Demolition Crew.
When did you get on?
I got on back in 2015.
Oh, damn. Almost 10 years now.
Yeah, 2015. Being a part of the squad is... It's a great journey because, like, being a part of it, living by the message. When I got in, what really stood out to me was the message, demolish all obstacles. That was, like, the thing. So, I tie that. I mean, it's a crumb crew, but I tie that in my regular life.
Yeah.
So, like, I just love the support. I love, like, how DC has, like, a whole bunch of everything within the crew. You know that.
Yeah.
Nice. Like, it's some of everything inside
the crew. The most to me, and this is my opinion, I'm not saying it's factual, but to me, DCX is the most diverse crew in Crump.
That's a fact.
Like, I personally believe that, because in reality, like, y'all have artists, y'all have podcasters, y'all have barbers, y'all have, like, and then not only that, every person that's a part of DC, what y'all do is, like, they promote that part of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, y'all don't just focus on being dope Crump battlers.
Oh, no. That's
like,
boring.
Most of y'all are event hosts. Most of y'all are fathers. Most of y'all are, like, look at the leader. Look at Fudd, for instance.
Yeah.
Like, Fudd has been a solid individual in Crump forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, getting chills, because that's my bros. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I just give y'all credit, because DC, if I'm not mistaken, is probably the most long-lasting brand in Crump.
Yeah.
Mm. Like,
and it's still growing.
There's other crews that have gone and left.
Yeah.
There's other crews that have been together 10 years less. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm not mistaken, DC came out in, like, 20...
I think, like, 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
K's 3 days.
Yeah, it's a long
time. If you really think about it, that's 16 years.
Yeah, DC...
No.
DC XM days?
14 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's
cool. To have that long of a brand. Right. Like, that's dope.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, why
y'all
not?
Better, like, y'all better celebrate that 15 years.
I think we did this past January.
Yeah.
Bud, put me back in the crew.
You gotta have that music in the background, Ed. Put me back in.
Oh, right.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna have a meme, probably.
Hey, put the man back in the crew, man. All right, so where did the name Relic come from, and what is the character?
So, Relic surprisingly came from the homie Dredd.
Oh. Dredd gave you that name?
Yeah, he helped me come up with it.
That's nice. Dope as fuck. Nice.
So, like, it was because the Red X name, it was actually given to me. Red X was like the old, like, I think it was like Baby Weapon, whatever. He don't dance no more. But before he left the game, he passed the name down to me.
Okay.
Because I was JR at that point. So, like, me talking to Dredd, like, me and Dredd, we go back. So, like, we had a conversation to where I was like, I kind of want to have my own thing. Like, I got this Red X thing, but, like,
you wanted your own idea.
I wanted my own, yeah. Like, I don't want to be like the, oh, you know, because people know me as John John, but Red X is, like, something that was given to me. I want something on my own. So he was like, I forgot what other names he came up with. We were just talking about stuff. He was like, bro, you know what? You know what? What about Relic? And I was like, what is that? Because I'm thinking it's like a diamond. And so he was
that's what I would first think.
And so he was like, no, Relic. He said, what is Relic spelled backwards? I was like,
K-I-L-L. I just killer.
I was like, oh.
That's dope as fuck.
So
I Dredd.
From then on. You know what I'm saying? That's what it came from. So, like, the character behind it, I was really building into it. Like, I was really just trying to think of, like, the simple, like, assassin. Like, I'm about to just, you know what I'm saying?
Now kill I you. Understand why you wore the thing in your recent battle in PA.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And I did that because, Spartan had his comments towards DCX. And so, since I was battling his little homie,
that makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? It the battle didn't go the way I wanted it to go because I was too excited and I sessioned crazy. But, like, the idea of it was, like, they sent the hit out.
Right.
Whatever. That's why I had the ski mask with the DC do-rag up under. Like, it's a thing. But, like, the Relic character is pretty much like, you can say, I don't want to say marksman because that's like, two in the background, but it's like that type of idea. Like, I used to go through the all-style scenes, whatever, kill those, like, straight kill those with Crump. And then what really got to me was when I used to, like, kill sessions. Like, I used to be, like, the session slayer, whatever they call it. Nice. They call it the session slayer. Whatever.
Session
so I was like,
ender.
Yeah, so, like, everything started to make sense. So I'm just like, okay. So I got these tournaments under my belt, whatever. I really didn't think that it was going to be like that. I was really just
in awe. Fun with it.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, okay, cool. And then the session slayer thing, it kind of, like, started to make sense. And then what really did it was, like, I gained, like, so much, like, confidence, like, with what I was doing. Mm-hmm. I tried to put that same energy into, like, events. So that's when the Buckster happened, when I battled Sick. I kind of got him out of there. So it's really just like a, I don't want to say a hitman, because I don't want to get canceled. You ain't hitman, da, da, da. But it's like.
There's people, a bunch of different variations of yeah. that. You know what I'm saying?
So it's that idea.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. Okay.
That's dope.
Well, hey, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Like, subscribe, do everything you need to do, and do us a favor and share this. We'll be right back.
Step into the vibrant world of street culture with Swarm Brand, your ultimate destination for urban expression. From bold graphics to cutting-edge designs, our streetwear collection embodies the rhythm and style of the streets. Each garment tells a story of individuality and self-expression. Join the Swarm Brand movement today and embrace the energy of hip-hop and street dance. Visit our merchandise shop online or swing by the store to elevate your style today.
Yo, welcome back, Hive Hustle Podcast. We appreciate you being here. I'm here with my bro Relic, my bro Ron B, and my bro G Suede. We having a great conversation about Crump, DCX, roller skating, all this stuff that has to do with street culture, man. Now, I like to always get deep with people and, like, really, really get to know the person behind the dance, because that's what really this is about to me. Like, people know you as Relic. People see you on the Crumpers page going crazy.
Yeah.
People see you live on Instagram and yeah. on the Crumpers page and all that. People see you talking crap.
Yeah.
But outside of that social media presence, we all have a person that we are. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, we all face challenges. We all go through stuff. What would you say is something that you know that for a fact you can do for yourself when you're challenging, or, like, when you're facing something that is challenging you?
So, when I'm facing challenges in, like, real life, like, it's not weird, but it's like, it's not weird to me. I know what I'm trying to say, but I use the discipline I have in Crump to get through my challenges. Like, I really treat every challenge I have in life like a Crump battle.
Okay.
Like, if it's sudden, like, if it's something that's, like, on the spot, I think of it as a call out. How am I, you know what I'm saying? Like, how am I going to, like, get past this? Like, am I prepared for this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Or if it's something that I know is coming up, okay. Like, say if it's a financial thing, or if it's, like, say if something like my car is.
Yeah.
Flat, like, yeah, so like, sweet. What am I finna do to, like, prepare for whatever needs to happen? So, like, that's my definition. When I really say Crump is life, like, that's what I get right. from it. Like, I really use Crump to, like,
help you
get past
life.
Certain things. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
It's dope when you put that type of mindset with that, with your regular life.
Yeah.
Because it does help you. You know what I'm saying? Like, Crump is something that's definitely some expressive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And when you can use it in different areas, that's freaking great.
That's amazing.
Like, to me, Crump is a mindset, honestly. Like, it's way past a dance. I think I've been in the game so long, like, it's really just past a dance. Like, it's just like,
no matter what, it's something I do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to, like, I tell people all the time, I'm like, I don't care to be the best.
Yeah.
I don't care to be the best designer. I don't care to be the best crumper.
Yeah.
I want to be consistent.
Yeah.
If I can stay consistent for myself, then no matter what, I'm going to inspire somebody.
Yeah.
You in the game.
You know, and Crump has gotten to the point where it's like, it's not even here.
Yeah.
It's here.
Yeah.
Consistently.
Yeah.
Now there's a balance to it. I'm not going to let it engulf my life.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's second nature now.
It is.
Oh, we going to lab? Okay, let's go.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Word. All right, so where do you see yourself in 5 years in Crump in life? Like, from now?
Well, I'm in Vegas. No, I'm playing. But I'm in Vegas. Yeah, really, Crump really got me here. Like, I really want to get to the, I was, my goal way back then was to get to the West. So I'm guessing I got to have like a new set of 5-year goals, whatever. But 5 years from now in Crump, I find myself like teaching, like not being as active on the dance floor because they get the point. I'm everywhere.
Yeah.
Like nice. I just want to chill. Don't even skill, but like I just really want to like be on the backside in 5 years. As far as life, like if I can meet me somebody, you know, in Vegas, start me a little family. I plan on having a house out here somewhere.
That's cool.
That's yeah. dope.
There's not a lot of people nowadays that want a family, man.
Yeah.
Like I could say for myself, like that shit's changed my life.
Yeah.
Like when I was Ron Bino, when I was single, I was mingling.
Yeah. yeah.
I was having a great time. But like
I told him to go out to do it.
He did. He said, stick your dangling and everything.
I did tell him that.
Literally. After I got divorced.
He wasn't doing it too crazy.
I wasn't doing it a lot. But yeah, he told me, he's like, bro, you was with one woman for 10 years.
Yeah.
Go have fun.
Yeah.
For real.
And Suave, when I did get like that part of my life and I was moved past it, Suave was telling me, he was like, because Suave is a good friend of mine. He was like, bro, you need to find your tribe. He's like, you need to find your group of people that you're going to be around for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And these two are them. There's a couple others involved in it, obviously. But like Ron B, that's why he's the co-host.
Yeah.
Because in 2017, when I built the Swarm Brand logo, he was right there as Junior Mafioso.
Yeah.
On his and he's chest. Back. He's Junior Mafioso Hilarious. Again, y'all.
Oh, so you Junior Mafioso.
Yeah, I am Junior Mafioso.
Hey, man. Yeah. Hey, everybody that sees that man dance says that's Junior Mafioso. Like, no. It's literally.
That's big bros, man.
So, but, like, Crump is our life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Me, you, Ron. Like, we watch Crump, we dance Crump, and we follow Crump.
Yeah.
As a person in this day and age trying to get into the movement, obviously we know there's toxic shit all over it.
Yeah.
But what advice would you give somebody trying to get into it?
Stay off the Crumpers page.
My God. Literally.
I'm
for real.
So glad
Stay
he said that.
Off the Crumpers page. Because you will make the biggest U-turn in your life. But I will say it's easier nowadays than what it was back in the day. Because like everything's on social media. So like, I mean, even if you're like afraid of the pull up to a class, you got people dropping clips, you got you got Beast, you got Slam. I watch Slam's clips on his Instagram. I'd be like, okay, what do I need to refresh on?
Yeah.
But I mean, just stay off the Crumpers page. Go everywhere but there.
Yeah. And yeah. I look at it like this. I would love to see the statistics of the Crump footage that's coming out right now.
Yeah.
Like I remember back in the day when there was an event every couple months.
Yeah.
Now there's an event every weekend. There's so it's like, I would love weekend. To see the statistics. Like every day there's this many Crump videos coming out type shit.
Hmm. Yeah.
Like think about it. Like how many Crumpers there are posting content in the world.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
The community has grown a
tremendous amount. Yeah. I remember I just watched on Beast. Like Beast was teaching some dude named Homie from I think India.
Yeah,
that's wild.
And he's like his little homie now. Dude met him through Zoom classes, and now the dude's Beast little homie.
That's dope.
And I'm like, that's the crazy part to me. You can literally, through a screen, I can gain a relationship with somebody through privates, and they could become my teacher.
Yeah.
It's a way different world now.
Yeah, it's way.
When I met you at Tunai Street Dance, and you became my little homie the next day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
that was crazy.
The comparison. Like, you had to find Crump at a roller skating rink.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had to buy a bootleg DVD.
Yeah.
Like, to even find out about it.
Yeah. Like,
and if you ain't ever seen
now you
Rise,
now you Google
you
Crump.
I
guarantee if I do Google Crump near me, something will pop up.
Somebody's going to pop up, yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy, man. Well, hey, man. We're not the two-hour podcast people. I love Drink Champs, but I always tell them, like, y'all got to tone it down a little bit. B2K's interview was 4.5 hours.
Oh, man.
Hey, they had a lot of stuff to talk about.
But ultimately, man, we appreciate you. Do me a favor and tell everybody where they can find you on Instagram and everywhere, and then we'll close out.
So my Instagram, I believe, let me see, is it underscore John John or John John? Anyway.
It's John John with two N's underscore.
What he said. So, I forget what the underscore is, but you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure post it.
But just type in John John.
Yeah, John John, two N's. It's there.
Two N's.
J-O-N-J-O-N-N.
Yeah, there it is. Only one of the Johns got two N's.
Yeah, the first N is by itself. The second N got a little, you know, got a little friend.
So that's it? That, only well, Instagram? Where else?
That's
anyway, that's oh, it. Just Instagram.
Okay,
just
for Instagram. Sure. You ain't got a TikTok? I mean,
Facebook, Jonathan Scott. TikTok. Oh, yeah, I do got a TikTok.
And you just got to 1,000 followers.
I did. Follow me on TikTok. John, don't do it. Because hey, I will.
At the same time, hopefully the government don't ban this.
Hopefully, because I just got 1,000.
Like, you could go live now, huh?
I can.
Okay.
I've been doing
nice.
Well, it's hey, fun. Man, this has been an episode of The Hive Hustle with your boy Mafioso.
Your boy Ron B.
Our homeboy G Suede on the, I'm just going to say G Suede on the beats.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because he do me making beats. But we appreciate y'all. Do us a favor. Like, subscribe, follow us. Listen on podcasts on Apple, Spotify, everywhere. And we'll see y'all on the next one. Peace.
It's official now. The Hive Hustle Podcast about to sit you down. Go and fix your crown. This ain't a grain of salt. Pick your brain and thoughts. Even through a major loss, still remain a boss.